Good evening, everybody. Good evening and welcome to Tate Modern. My name's Madeline Keep and I'm Curator of Public Programmes here at the Gallery. It gives me great pleasure to welcome you to this evening's panel discussion, Capture, Consumption, Image and Digital Culture. And I'd like to firstly thank all our panellists for kindly agreeing to take part in tonight's conversation. And they are Curator Katrina Sluice, Curator and Writer Rachel Faulkner, who'll be chairing, co-founder of Mobile Photo Network, Oliver Lang, artist James Bridle, and photographer Nick Woplington. And Nick Woplington, as many of you will know, has his exhibition on at Tate Britain at the moment, Nick Woplington, Alexander McQueen, Working Process, which is on until the 17th of May. So this evening we're exploring the role Instagram and other social networking and online image-based platforms have for artists and their practice, and discussing how in an increasingly digitised culture we consume images, how they circulate, the networks and opportunities that develop new forms of curation and production. In a moment I'm going to hand over to Rachel, who's going to give a further introduction to tonight's topic. And then she's going to invite each panellist to give a short presentation. We'll then open up to a discussion with our contributors. And then we'd like to open up to the floor and open up to all of you to hear your thoughts and your questions. So I hope you've come with some. I do want to let you know that we have a photographer taking some pictures of tonight's event, and we do audio record all of our public programme, including this, and that will be available on Tate's website. So now I'd just like to give a brief introduction to Rachel before I hand over to her. Rachel is a curator, writer and producer operating at the intersection of technology, network behaviour and contemporary art. She's head of art and technology at Space, where she's responsible for the strategic cross-programming of the art and technology public programme and Space Media Labs workshops and co-creation events. She also runs the International Residency Programme, including hosting residencies and research and development partnerships in association with iBeam, Lux, the Goethe Institute and Bloomberg. Her writing has been published through platforms such as The Guardian, AN Critical Writing Bursary, Further Field, Dazed and Confused and The White Review. And her chapter for the new Polymath has just been published in January of this year by Routledge as part of the new reader on remix theory. So now, without further ado, I'd like to hand over to Rachel to get things started. Thank you.
Good evening, and thank you to Madeline for the introduction and the invitation to chair this evening's discussion on the role social media can and does play for artists in their practice. Today's discussion takes a critical look at Instagram as a focal point from which to generate a more general discussion on the politics of digital image culture, community building, and network behaviour. Instagram has brought the creative potential and interactive quality of online photography to the masses via the potent combination of smartphone plus photo sharing app. At its most basic level, Instagram is a global photo sharing program become social network. Launched in October 2010, it has since snowballed, flattening other photo sharing services such as Flickr in its path. By September 2012, the 13-member company had 100 million registered users across the world, and a new user was joining every second. Facebook's takeover of the platform marked its ascension from a relatively niche, hipster, hobbyist, happy snapper space adorned with vintage-hued clones to a distributed digital gallery space, increasingly populated by an emergent core group of serious Instagrammers who have taken the medium to a level of an art form. Instagram is now one of the world's most influential social networks, with more than 200 million users around the world. The addictive draw lies in its simplicity. Take a photo, crop it to the golden square standard that defines the medium, choose from one of the 15 filters, and share it with your network. Within the set protocols of Instagram, as with all mainstream social media platforms, users enjoy a feeling of relative freedom to generate, consume, recommend, and disseminate digital imagery, both their own and others, across the seemingly impossibly saturated digital environment. The technologist and theorist Joan Lehner famously set up the comparison between the now bankrupt company Kodak, as once having employed more than 140,000 people and worth $28 billion, to the new face of digital. i.e. when Instagram was sold to Facebook for $1 billion in 2012, it employed only 13 people. This points towards one of the fundamental and more compelling aspects of digital image sharing platforms in general, the soft power wielded by and manipulation of the digital commons. As sites like Instagram would not exist without the active participation and digital labour of its members and followers. Instagram and other image sharing platforms rely on both the contagious cult of the selfie and the proliferation of democratised image production through the popular adoption of iPhoneography.